But it's not an optional question. You got to give it a try. And your best is never going to be perfect. Much as it is wise, much as the Greeks encourage you to seek after arete, full achievement is not within the human purview. And that is something we all have to remember. Dionysus, what's outside the boundaries, has to be acknowledged. Because if it isn't, it will destroy you.
After listening to Lecture 6, a student posed this question to Professor Schutt. What is the difference between the tragedies of Job and the tragedy of the Greeks? Let's listen to the professor's response.
Yes, there is. There's a similarity in viewpoint between the resolution, such as it is, that Job achieves at the end of the book of Job, and the point of view, the tragic view that is characteristic of Greek tragedy. There's a difference, of course, in that what Job and the Greeks are submitting themselves to, they conceive of differently. For Job, it's a God who is so unimaginably rich, complex, huge, powerful, everything, that all human conceptualizations fall short, and all human conceptualizations of what is going on in the world fall short, and necessarily fall short, and hence should be held in some sense lightly. God is greater than all conceptualizations, and we cannot finally measure what's going on by our models of what's going on. We can't divinize them. We have to wait and respond to what's there, which is always going to exceed and subvert and in many ways frustrate our sense of things. It's a little bit different with Greek drama in this way. It's an open question in the world of Greek drama whether there finally is a moral order at work in the universe. Or to put it a little differently, it's an open question to what extent there's a moral order at work in the universe. But this much is clear, and this much is emphasized, that always in our dealings with the situation in which we find ourselves, there is an element of irrationality, an element that doesn't fit, that we have to recognize and have to make the best of. There's a sort of limitedness in our condition which is fundamental. That is the common ground, I would argue, between the tragic vision of the Greeks and the vision of Job, is that our aspirations, our sense of ourselves, our sense of control, intellectual or otherwise, of what goes on around us in the world that we find ourselves in, always, always, that's limited. And the paradox is that while that sounds like a counsel of despair, its effect is different than that. It leads, in fact, to a sobered and grim, but nonetheless sharp sense of exaltation.
Another student then posed this question to Professor Schutt. Does the advent of drama represent a development in Western thought that encourages dealing with problems proactively?
Well, yes and no. Let me deal with the no part first. The stories, though of course they're enacted in real time in front of an audience, are invariably in Greek drama about the past and almost always about the mythic past. Not always, but almost always about the mythic past. They're reenactments or tweakings or reconceptualizations of myths overwhelmingly. But, on the other hand, they're reenactments of the past in the present, in the here and now, tangibly before you as an audience member. And in that sense, yes. So, again, yes and no.
This ends Lecture 6.